Hello?
Hey Will, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff, man. I saw you tried to call me last night.
Probably around 6 your time. I
Yeah,
just
I got out
wasn't
of here right
listening.
around
It
like
wasn't
5 o'clock.
letting me. Okay, good. It's great that that you saw that, because it was kind of weird. It wasn't. I didn't hear the beep. I didn't know if I
Yeah,
was
actually
reading
today is
messages.
the day that we're switching over, so this whole week has just been pretty weird with the phones. The new system actually
Okay.
goes live today at like 8 a.m. our time, so we got a whole new phone system, but yeah, so there's been
Okay.
a lot of weird things
Not a
happening.
problem. Okay, so let me give you social.
Perfect.
What is it, 6:30 in the morning over there?
Yep.
Are you a Marine?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. St. Clair is, where is my information? Okay. 065 704169.
Perfect.
Now you're going to have inquiries, Bank of America, American Express, Wells Fargo. There's going to be a few inquiries on there. That's okay. We're using different credit cards for different things. One's going to be for boat expenses, one's going to be for the everyday expenses, so on and so forth. And
Perfect.
plus, I'm sure you can say, they've been told by their banker to shop around and take the best deal, whatever.
And
I
also
think it
the
makes sense.
like Bank of America and Chase and those kind of inquiries are something that we're not even looking at that, 'cause it's just
Okay,
not,
good,
what I mean?
good.
It's not the same
Good.
product typically, so they don't really
Plus, my
care.
banker in Key West, I think it's called First State Bank or something like that. She's really, sounds good. We want a relationship down there anyway.
Yeah, you need one.
So we put in an application with her too. And okay, so you got that. Let me just see. I think I have some questions. Oh, okay. Now I checked the state site and I checked my attorney. Those letters, DSS and stuff, that definitely means like directors and
Director.
president and stuff like that. It definitely means who's the secretary, who's the president, and so on and so forth. So on the site, it doesn't say anything about who owns it, though. So now they didn't do anything about it yet.
That's fine.
But
I talked to one of my bosses, and he said, "Hey, that's what they're gonna look at. The Secretary of State's gonna be on the back end after they've issued an approval. So if
okay.
need be, if they need to change it, we'll just do it just so we can issue funds." So, yeah, right
Exactly.
now
And
this whole part.
also, I have 100% share. Michael owns 100% shares. I have the certificate. So
Yep.
if you need that, not a problem.
Is his address the
And
1099 Hyman Ave in Bayshore?
yeah, that's his home
All
address.
right, perfect. Because that's the one
Do you
that they're
need
gonna
his
use.
do you need personal income on him too?
No.
Okay.
They just need to see the street, and the zip code needs to be correct to pull credit, and that's all I need. And a social.
Gotcha. And let's see. I think that was I got everything first thing. Okay, that was it. We have one other source. It's kind of like a middle guy that sets up business credit card. There's probably going to be a few inquiries on him. I think you were resourceful, right? Just experience, or is
Yeah,
that?
we're experienced, and we actually just got a new tool that allows us to pull credit through Experian without showing a hard inquiry. We literally just rolled it out yesterday. I was going to tell you about it. So,
Good.
it's kind of very beneficial for your exact case here, but.
Well, you're more important, so why don't you go ahead, go full speed ahead as soon as possible,
Yeah, I'll
and
do that right now.
that middleman that's wants to set us up with like four business credit cards, I'll tell him to go full speed. I'll wait. What should I wait, an hour before I call
Not even, I'll do it literally as soon as I get off the phone
him?
with you. It'll
Okay.
take me 2 minutes.
And then I'll call him. I'll tell him to go full speed ahead. I figured I'll use them as a backup just in case when the smoke clears, I see what's on the table. If it doesn't add up to 150, I might use them.
I don't want to use them. Yeah. He charges 10%, but we can get 0% cards for 9 months. You know,
what is he? Is he like a credit card broker? Is that what you
case. Yeah, something like that, you know. I don't know, but they do have, you know, I question everybody, but it does seem legit. They have underwriters, so on and so forth. I guess what they do is they find, you know, these business credit cards, not like American, the big ones, like in Iowa or something, whatever. Who knows? We'll see. But the point is, if there's not $150 on the table and he's got $20,000 or $30,000, I'll take it. But if there's $150 on the table, I'm not going to take it. But,
yeah, exactly.
So that's the story with them. Okay, so you're going to...
I'll pull that right now. Do you remember what his credit was yesterday when they had pulled it at Bank of America or Chase?
They don't tell me. We went for the business credit card at Bank of America, and on the spot they gave us $11,000, something like that. So
they just don't even tell you?
It should
I'll
be
let you know what it
seven,
is.
7 Experian. I don't know, one of them... We have a credit. I could actually pull it right on the website. We have a TransUnion. I pay $20 a month, I could see what it is right now if you want. But it doesn't matter. You got to pull it anyway.
Yeah, I was just saying. Yeah, I'm gonna see it anyway. But I was just out of curiosity.
Of
I wanted to see.
I don't know which one it was, but one of the scores was 680 something. And the other two agencies were about 720, 730.
Usually Experian is the lowest of the three. You know, 680 is still fine, dude. That's not going to be a problem.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what's the next step? You'll just update me?
Run that. I'll run this, submit it into underwriting, and get the ball rolling, man. And, you know,
okay, and
now
we're
that we've
looking
done...
at two things. We're looking trying to get equipment lease, and we're looking at trying to get
some
capital line of credit.
Yep.
Capital credit, whatever.
Yeah, okay. it might be a it's probably going to be a termed loan, not like the line that you draw from. It'll just be like, hey, here's, you know, 30 or 40K, here's the payback.
Right.
And,
okay, and again, you know, personally guarantee is not a problem. I own businesses, you know, I'm not on, my tax returns don't show.
Yeah,
we tried to, you know how we try
to
do things, but he is on the books for 160, if that makes a difference. Whatever.
Yeah, that's great.
That's about it. Okay, kid. All right.
All right, I'll give you an update.
All right,
thank you.
All right. Yep.
Bye-bye.